One of the cities that's often on the Lung Association's blacklist is Houston, Texas. And it's there again this year because of its elevated amounts of ground-level ozone. Houston is home to the largest chemical hub in the Americas, and it's one of the smoggiest cities in the U.S., even though it's been working hard to clean up its air, and things have gotten better. Reed Frazier of the public radio program The Allegheny Front reports Houston has had success mainly by focusing on its chemical plants.
Rail cars filled with chemicals rumble through Houston's east side. The city's industrial plants pump out about a quarter of the country's petrochemicals, and the plants have helped fuel the city's economy. They've also added to its poor record of air quality. For years, Houston's had some of the highest levels of smog in the country. But its air is getting cleaner. In a trailer parked on an industrial road near the outskirts of Houston, Steve Smith points to a rack of monitors.
These are the particulate mass monitors.
Smith is with the Houston Regional Monitoring Network. It's an industry-funded group that monitors the air to help companies comply with federal air quality rules. He points to another machine. It's a metal box with a digital readout on the front.
This is the ozone analyzer, and it's currently reading 29.6 parts per billion. Okay, and that's the instantaneous number. That's good.
Smog is created when sunlight interacts with a mix of pollutants. One key ingredient in smog are a group of chemicals called volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. Smog can burn the lungs and eyes and exacerbate asthma and respiratory illness. With its steamy weather, millions of cars on the road, and hundreds of industrial plants releasing those VOCs, Houston is an ideal place to make ozone. But over the past decade, the city has made big strides in curbing its ozone, a 20% drop according to state figures. The decline is tied to many factors, including new regulations. But Smith says the biggest factor of all is pretty simple. People are paying more attention to it. There are more than 36 stations like this scattered around the city measuring pollution. And he says that's making a difference.
If you monitor, it will get better.
It wasn't always like this. In 1999, Houston overtook Los Angeles as the city with the highest ozone levels in America.
Yes, we were the ozone capital for a while.
Elizabeth Hendler is a former state air quality planner who now works as an environmental consultant. The city's air quality became a story, and that was bad for business, she says.
For the local government and the civic community for the state, that was just kind of a wake-up call.
Under federal pressure, Texas launched several air studies in Houston. Scientists from around the country came to study the air here. Harvey Jeffries was one of them. He's a retired chemistry professor at the University of North Carolina.
There were huge increases in ozone that lasted an hour and vanished.
Where were these increases coming from? Scientists flew over the city with infrared cameras that could pick up stray gases. They found big leaks. The worst were from chemical plants that made ethylene and propylene, the building blocks of plastic.
They were having 1,000-pound releases, 5,000-pound releases, 20,000-pound releases, in one case, 200,000-pound releases of the most reactive compounds you can imagine.
Jeffries says ethylene and propylene posed a problem in Houston because they're highly reactive VOCs. That means they can make ozone very quickly.
And when that stuff gets emitted in the daytime, it cooks up the highest amount of ozone you've ever seen.
Scientists also realized that chemical plants were chronically underreporting their emissions. A lot of this pollution was leaks from valves and flanges or tiny holes in pipelines. Armed with new data, the state took action. It curbed emissions from sources like cars and the construction industry, but it also zeroed in on petrochemicals. Texas implemented a special cap-and-trade system just for chemical plants. So what happened? Elizabeth Hendler.
Well, ozone came down. A lot.
Everyone agrees this is good news for the air in Houston. But environmental groups say the air is still too dirty. Adrian Shelley is director of the environmental group Air Alliance Houston.
Better does not mean good.
Shelley points out that ozone levels in Houston still reach unsafe levels 30 days a year. And since the EPA started regulating it in the 1980s, the city has never met a single health-based standard for ozone. And on days when ozone is high,
Asthma patients will tell you, for example, that there is no question for them about when ozone levels are high because they feel it immediately when they go outside.
Shelley says air quality may actually get worse with many of the city's chemical plants planning expansions. At least that's what he's afraid of. These plants are adding capacity to take advantage of gas from the fracking boom. Fracking has made ethane, a key component of natural gas, historically cheap. So chemical companies are building like crazy along the Gulf Coast to take advantage of this low-cost raw material. In Houston, Shelley's group is fighting to have regulators impose stricter pollution controls on new facilities so that these new plants don't actually make Houston's air any worse. Adding difficulty to the issue is the fact that Houston has no zoning laws. That means some residents live across the street from huge refineries and chemical plants.
And the other one, her name is Yahaira Maricela.
Like Apollonia Martinez. She lives in Manchester, a low-income neighborhood between a rubber plant and a refinery. Standing on her porch, she says one of her sons has been having a lot of asthma attacks lately.
Every now and then, I have to give him treatments because of his breathing problems at night.
Martinez says she'd like to leave Manchester, but she can't afford rents in more expensive neighborhoods. Business leaders admit that living next to a plant may not be ideal. But they point out that, except for ozone, the air in these neighborhoods generally meets federal health guidelines. Craig Beskid is executive director of the East Harris County Manufacturers Association. That's a local industry group. He says Houston's chemical and refining sector contributes about 30,000 jobs to the local economy. And these are good-paying jobs, with salaries ranging from $40,000 to $200,000 a year.
A great benefit in anyone's life is to have a good job. And when you live in a vibrant and growing economic area, good jobs are plentiful.
And the plants provide these jobs while also releasing fewer and fewer emissions every year, he says. In fact, Houston might not even have the highest ozone levels in Texas anymore. That distinction might belong to Dallas-Fort Worth. A big new source for emissions there, fracking for natural gas.
Reed Frazier reports for the public radio program, The Allegheny Front.